Alan Chartok, our political observer, joining us on a Friday morning. Good Friday morning, Alan.
Hello, David. How you doing today?
Hanging in there for a Friday, and we're looking at Russia. Secure in power, Putin pardons rival, a jailed oil tycoon.
Putin's got some very bad press right now. He's got that Olympics coming up, and he obviously wants to do something. The tycoon in question was his major rival, once the richest man in Russia. He opposed Putin, and Putin had him put in jail in what most people think was a setup, and he only has about 8 months out of a 10-year sentence to go. So it's no great skin off Putin's back to do that. So he's doing that, and he's letting a lot of other people go at the same time, because he's got Amnesty International and others looking at him. So this is a good time, he thinks, to do it, obviously, and to get some of that pressure off of him.
We go from there to an editorial in the New York Times. Release the torture reports, they say.
After 9/11, of course, the Bush administration and others decided that anything went, and there was great frustration. Of course, there were some other things that happened during that time. The release of the Saudis, letting them go home when there was no there were no other planes running at the time. But we do know that this country went in for torture. Now, some people will argue about the definition of whether or not when you put somebody's head underwater or in a toilet or electric shock or whatever they were doing, if any of that was not torture or was torture. But the way that I see it, if it quacks like a duck, and it did. So now out comes this, we are told, critical report about the way in which the United States was conducting all of this. And it was done by the administration itself, and we have not been privy to that. I've said it 1,000 times. I say it again. You can't have a democracy unless people have information. If this country was doing what it shouldn't have been doing, we should all know it, because it will lead to what we shouldn't be doing in the future. You know, David, the question always has been, it's one thing to do it, it's another thing, does it deliver any results? And if the answer to that is no, then why are you doing it, other than some kind of revenge or vengeance? Look, nobody likes the people who did that thing. It was terrible. Thousands of people lost their lives. But in the end, we are a country that has always been admired around the world, and we want to make sure that if we don't have to do something, we don't do it.
Finally, New York City Council votes to ban foam food containers and curb e-cigarette smoking.
Pete Seeger has always sang garbage, garbage, garbage. There's just too much garbage. And so when New York City votes for composting so that you can recycle, when they vote to do away with foam, it's because they know they just can't afford to have any more of this garbage. Look, there are things that Bloomberg has done in New York, some of the overbuilding and the rest of it, which doesn't help either. On the other hand, I've got to hand it to him in terms of his interest in helping people. It's all good. And if New York City leads the way, how long will it be before the rest of the country follows?